Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Lynn Adkins. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia police are investigating after a baby riding in the backseat of a car was shot several times and is now in critical condition. KYW's Antoinette Lee has more.
It was a very, very sad scene out there at the intersection of North 7th and West Luzerne Streets is where police say a woman was driving with her 11-month-old stepchild in the backseat when she heard gunshots. She didn't see anything, so the woman continued driving home. And when she got there, that's when she discovered bullet holes in the trunk and that the infant in the backseat had been shot multiple times.
The baby was rushed to a local hospital, and police are now searching for those involved. More than 100 members of the clergy and faith leaders across New Jersey have penned an open letter to state leaders calling for quick action of a measure to expand access to driver's licenses to those having a hard time getting them, among them undocumented immigrants. So far, 14 states and D.C. have already done this, at least on the immigrant front. And this group of religious leaders support the move pushed by a group called Faith in New Jersey. Charlene Walker is executive director.
This piece of legislation will lift up all of those that are being marginalized within our communities in order to, as people like to say figuratively, pull them up from their bootstraps. But the reality is we're not giving them anything to pull themselves up by.
Giving them a license to drive will, according to the letter, increase public safety, help the state's economy, and increase the well-being of all families. That argument is also being made by labor unions and community groups supporting the effort. The letter was sent to Governor Murphy and leaders of both the Assembly and State Senate. The legislation was introduced last December, but has yet to be acted on in either chamber. A Chester County theater is preparing to roll out a whole new way for people with hearing loss to see and experience live plays. People's Light in Malvern teamed up with Temple University Institute on Disabilities to get the smart caption glasses into a 2-week trial run. The glasses display a synchronized transcript of the dialogue directly onto the lenses of the smart caption glasses. Here's KYW's Mark Abrams.
Cheryl Johnson of West Philadelphia was one of the pilot participants for a live performance at People's Light this month. She has lost hearing in her right ear and has limited hearing in her left.
I've had the freedom to move around and still be a part of the theater experience. It's amazing.
Instead of focusing on a stationary board displaying captions of the play's script, Cheryl says she can watch the action on stage and see the dialogue at the same time in the glasses.
People's Light plans to offer patrons free use of the smart caption glasses starting in January. The recently appointed secretary of the Smithsonian was in Old City for a chat at the Museum of the American Revolution. And KYW's community affairs reporter Cherry Gregg sat down with him.
Lonnie Bunch III is the 14th secretary of the Smithsonian and the first African-American to ever hold the role. But he got the gig, taking on the task of a lifetime, by building the National Museum of African American History and Culture.
It was one of the longest journeys of my life, but it's really been so well received.
The endeavor took 11 years and is chronicled in his new book, A Fool's Errand, Creating the National Museum of African American History in the Age of Bush, Obama, and Trump. Bunch says Philadelphia historian Dr. Charles Bloxon helped begin the collection effort by generously donating items from the one and only Harriet Tubman. A Philabundance program that helps move people from poverty to the job force has celebrated its most recent graduating class of 16 students. KYW's Hadass Kuznets reports.
Almeda Lindsay says there's something special about the Philabundance Community Kitchen program.
They just see something in everybody and they try their best to bring it out.
Jewel Felder James says watching her son Marquise graduate was a feeling that she couldn't put into words.
He has had a long struggle.
She says all his life Marquise has had trouble communicating and didn't speak until he was 9, but he seems to have found his voice.
Kitchen leaders say the secret to success of the program is taking the time for each student to find out what he or she needs and helping one-on-one. A teenage girl with special needs was supposed to be an honorary captain during a high school football game in Northeast Philadelphia, but she was overlooked, so one of her peers stepped in. Gina Sayara is Olivia's mother, and she says for her daughter, little things mean a whole lot.
And she was so crushed that she watched him do the coin toss and knew what was going to happen, and then none of that happened, and she was so crushed.
But Sarah and her friends at Athletes Helping Athletes were set on making it right.
I got really upset when I heard that she was really disappointed, because we had two honoring captains on our side, and they had a great time.
As KYW's Antoinette Lee reports, Olivia not only got to toss the coin at the start of the game, but she was also crowned honorary homecoming queen. That's the All Local. I'm Lynn Adkins. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.